please, please do two things for me. Think before you drink. And if you see somebody you know not doing that, acting like an idiot, step up. Step in. Speak up. Absolutely heartbreaking what happened on Lake Greenwood over the weekend, and so unnecessary.
Lawrence County Coroner Patty Knopf says a group of five young adults were boating around, taking turns driving and making safe decisions. Around 1:42 Sunday morning on Lake Greenwood, another boat with two aboard crashed into their boat with such force that it ran it over. The coroner says 23-year-olds Abby Davis and Chandler Davis, two college sweethearts and recent graduates of Clemson University, were killed due to blunt force trauma.
Alcohol makes bad decisions, yeah. and this decision affected a lot of lives, yeah. This weekend. Those two children had a lot going for them.
Yeah. Alan Sidney Benware Jr. III was arrested and charged with two counts of BUI, boating under the influence.
Absolute lunatic. No lights. Speeding in a boat, going so fast, it literally landed on top of the other boat. In fact, Diener, basically lake cops, were pursuing it when it hit the other boat. The boat with the young people on it, who had some sense, properly lit, proper speed, they were exercising caution. 2 a.m., middle of the night. Maybe that part wasn't the best. But look, you driving, you're going out like a bat out of hell, drunk in the middle of the night on a boat. It's so selfish. These two were beautiful, too. I was wondering if they were married. It's one of those things you get obsessed with. You're like, why did they just get married? They're only 23. They have the same last name. But the Post and Courier reported, no, they just happen to have the same last name, but they were dating. Young couple's gone. So don't be selfish when you drink, but most especially find the courage to speak up if somebody you're with is acting like an idiot. Okay, enough about that. Just very heartbreaking. It was so unnecessary over the weekend. So unnecessary. Meanwhile, Trump saying we've got to send Ukraine more weapons. Uh-oh. Yeah, he's had it with Putin. He has had it with Putin. And Putin is messing around. He's not entirely at fault. NATO continues to slaughter civilians deep inside of Russia. That never gets reported except in places like India, which is why they have so much sympathy for Russia. But here's the problem with this. I get what Trump's doing. You know what else Trump is responding to? Do you know what is going on or was going on right when he said that? BRICS. So you've got India. I don't know who the hell they think they are. Excuse my language, but I don't know who the hell they think they are. We just transferred Apple manufacturing facilities to India. We take all their people so they can send money back home. All those, the only people making money anymore, those Indian firms that export people on HB1 visas. And they had the unmitigated gall to attend the BRICS meeting with China and Russia? Screw them. Excuse me, I'm getting exercised here. And I think that's why Trump finally threw his hands in the air and went, fine, send them the weapons, I don't care. I mean, because Putin's literally on the phone on one hand going, hey, no, we want to have peace in Ukraine. And the other hand, he's at BRICS going, how can we demolish the dollar and collapse the U.S. economy? But here's where Trump's wrong. You don't send weapons. It's too risky. Let me tell you why. The people leading NATO are fighting a war out of Badenburg, Germany. They've got a war room. You send those weapons, you're going to kill more Russian civilians. You kill more Russian civilians, you're going to hit they're going to hit Ukraine harder and harder and harder. And eventually, we're going to be in World War II with these people. We cannot continue sending missiles into Russia. It is madness. Once you turn over those weapons, I don't care if you're Donald Trump, you lose control over them. And NATO has been hitting deep inside Russia again and again and again and slaughtering civilians, and it has not stopped. And when they tell you in the media, wow, Putin's hitting Ukraine harder than ever, why is he doing that? It's in retaliation. He's not going to let us slaughter him. He's going to let us slaughter them on their own soil. Can you imagine if a country was raining down missiles on our country? Eventually, you'd end up in a nuclear war. They were nuclear armed. Trump's making a mistake here. We don't send Ukraine more weapons. What we do is we crush Russia economically. I don't know why we won't do it. Lindsey Graham even said, hey, let's put a 500% tariff on China for buying the Russian oil. Good. It's the only thing keeping their economy afloat. slap China with the tariff. They're all trying to kill us anyway. When they send a bioweapon every week, China does slap them with a 500% tariff. Shut them down. Make a decision once and for all. You take out China and Russia economically. Kaboom. At a minimum, hit Russia with a 500% tariff. Slap China and Russia with it both. Weapons? What? To get into World War III? But you're still going to let China buy their oil? You're still going to let Russia sell stuff? Yeah, we won't take the economic route out. Stupid. I hope Trump's just talking and he doesn't mean he's sending weapons again. We will lose control of them. And Trump is not going to be able to control what happens if one of these weapons goes astray. He's not going to be able to control what happens if they hit the wrong thing and Russia retaliates. And Russia will be fully within their rights to retaliate. It is their nuclear doctrine. We have been warned. This is stupid. Hit them with everything that we have economically and crush their economy. We haven't even done that yet. Why are we shooting at people while we still let them sell stuff? I don't get it. But every moment they have our weapons, and folks, you gotta understand something, okay? They're not just walking around like fireworks, like handing them a package of fireworks and it goes boom, boom, boom. They can't deliver these weapons without our targeting, without at least CIA help, if not our Pentagon's help. Our defense intelligence agency's in there targeting these weapons. They kill civilians with them. Eventually, we're going to be in nuclear war with these people. Over what? I don't even know. We just got to stop this. If you want to fight them, you fight them with dollars. Okay, let me attempt to comprehend this. Do I have this correct? Between May and June, I've been meaning to get this bit in my stack. I'm going to tie it all together. Microsoft laid off 2,300 employees in Washington alone, including 817 software engineers. Yet during the same period, Microsoft submitted 6,327 H-1B visa requests for software engineer roles, matching the same job titles and locations affected by the layoffs. Well, what do they need H-1B visas for? Oh, the Indian replacements, who they'll pay about two-thirds of what they were paying Americans. By the way, below prevailing wages here. State Department going to step in here? This is like, for real, it's not happening, right? Because see, there's this thing about the job report that just came out. Top line number was good. 147,000 jobs created. Problem is 80% of them were either in government, state and local, not federal. Trump's done a really good job firing federal employees. They're shedding jobs. But these state and local jobs, or they're government-adjacent jobs, most in healthcare, but funded, you know, with government spending. Folks, we can't pay a record deficit, which is what this big, beautiful bill is going to cause, with government money. I mean, that's like having a electrical, you know, power strip and then plugging the plug in and think it's going to run itself. Like, you don't plug it into the wall. I mean, like, you can't pay bigger deficits with government printing money that pays for people to work for government. It doesn't work. So, well, our jobs are going to India. This was buried in the jobs report.
And in large part because of what's going on with AI. Microsoft, of course, announced 9,000 job cuts. Now, those are family-sustaining, high-paying jobs. And there has really been wreckage, particularly in big tech, but not only big tech, already because of what AI is doing.
So let me get straight. 9,000 white-collar jobs gone in that job report. While Microsoft submits 6,327 H-1B visa requests. Same time period? Yeah, no, these don't need to be approved. I'm going to be outraged if these are approved. This is absolutely outrageous. All of them from India. Anybody know why that is? I mean, there's software engineers all over the world, including in poor former Soviet republics. I mean, if we just want to get somebody to bust the wages down who'll work for nothing, we can hire them. Why don't we only hire Indians? Deal with the devil between Democrats and Republicans. Indians vote Democrat. You bring somebody here from a former Soviet republic, they might vote Republican. Probably will. Can't have that. So that's why we only bring Indians in, so they can, you know, vote Democrats into power, crush the economy, and make everyone poor. By the way, loss of 7,000 manufacturing jobs in that last jobs bill, that last jobs report. So yes, the top line number was good, and yes, our side made much of it, but the underpinnings, not good. So I just thought I'd point that out on account of guess what India was doing this week. I mean, while they were preparing to send 6,300 workers over here to steal our jobs, and while Apple, I should say, is moving to India to do all of their manufacturing there from China with Trump's support, you think they'd be grateful, the son of a guns? But no, they're at the BRICS conference with Russia and China, who last I looked were our worst enemies on earth, you know, with the exception of maybe Iran, and they were plotting the overthrow of the dollar. Wasn't that what they were doing? Sure seems wrong to me. I mean, surely there's a nice PhD level wannabe engineer who could, you know, move here from Slovakia. Do you think? Maybe Croatia? Poland? I don't know. Does it have to be India? Because they sort of seem to hate us. Are we stupid? Look, I get why Trump is sending the weapons to Ukraine, because BRICS just pissed him off. I mean, it was that and Putin messing around. Yeah, Zelensky and NATO are still firing into Ukraine, and they're killing into Russia, and they're killing civilians right and left. The worst bombings of the war. And because they want to keep it going. They know Russia will respond. Putin will respond. Trump wants Putin to stop, and Putin's like, why should I stop? They just bombed me. I got to defend myself, which he does. But I think Trump finally lost it and said, you know what, forget it. I'm just keep arming Ukraine because of the BRICS thing. I mean, that was an attack on our currency. Can't stand. What a mess, right? We got so much to sort out. But at least it's not Joe Biden. He'd just roll over and go back to sleep. Meanwhile, folks, I want you to hear this. This Epstein thing is not flying. You know what was trending yesterday about Trump? I've never seen this before. On X, our side is pissed about this Epstein thing. We know, rightly, wrongly, whatever. I don't know, but we are. Uniparty was trending, as in Trump and his administration are part of the Uniparty. That was coming from MAGA. It was one of the top trenders yesterday on X. Shows you how badly this hit. This whole Epstein, no, he totally didn't kill himself and also totally didn't have any customers and totally didn't blackmail anybody. And yeah, no, it was just him and the girls on the flight to Little St. John Island. There wasn't anybody else on there. Just ignore the fact that you saw Stephen Hawking and Bill Clinton and like every important person on the planet. But yeah, just like that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Nobody's buying it. Nobody is. And you know who's losing it? Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton, who was suing for the Epstein documents, which the government acknowledged in court did exist. They just weren't giving them up, except now they don't exist at all. Weird. Here's Fitton. It's today's first epic rant. Again, he's the head of Judicial Watch.
I read the memo 3 or 4 times again this morning, and it's really... I don't think even the Biden administration would have written anything like this. I just don't think they could have thought they could get away with it. And I've got to wonder what is going on at the leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI to allow them to think that statements like as follows. This is a classic. Of course, we're suing for this stuff, right? They say systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So there's a client list, but it's not incriminating, so therefore you can't see it. There is also no credible evidence that found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. Well, give us the incredible evidence. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So they uncovered evidence, but it wasn't enough to predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So you can go line by line and kind of, you know, go through this analysis that I'm going through. It may be unfair or overly critical, but in my view, unless you have the records to back up the conclusions you've drawn in a case such as this, this isn't worth much. And it's disturbing. It was leaked to Axios. Second time there's been a leak to Axios, by the way.
Coming up, two theories on why Team Trump is covering for the Epstein Johns. Both are fascinating when you consider they come from people close to Trump. Up next.